An Introduction to Aesop. Throughout English history, fables have been a popular method of giving instruction. Fables contain a short narrative to seek to illustrate a hidden message. Generally, fables use animals or objects as part of the narrative, yet the message is designed to apply to humans. By doing this, the fabulist is perceived as more of a storyteller than a teacher, and this helps to reduce any bias listeners may have against the narrator. By making animals and objects the focus of the fable, people will not take offense to the lesson. The most famous fables to Americans is Aesop. He is believed to have lived in Greece around 620 BC. Many fables are attributed to Aesop, but it is unclear to how many he actually wrote. Indeed, his very existence is questionable. I have compiled 12 of these fables here for your enjoyment and instruction. A number of different translations of these fables exist. The fables I offer you on this recording present them to you in modern American English with a genuine American accent. Following the fables, I present a brief explanation of vocabulary and expressions.